Janet Jackson picking up the pieces there at 8 minutes past 4 o'clock. And I promised you that my very special guests from Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon Dowling and Valencia Magwaza, would be here today. We missed each other on Thursday. I'm sorry about that. It was a bit of a busy day for everyone. I know that, you know, when this time of year things strike, and you have, it's all hands on deck, hey?
That's it, Dave. Yeah, it was just so busy. Thursday, it was just, time just flew by and we didn't know where we were.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the season that we tend to make things happen. And this is no exception. When holidays hit, those that can go on holiday, go on holiday. And then we are here to serve.
That's it.
And then, of course, we get a chance to take a break a little later. But this is lovely. If you are here on holiday at the moment, welcome to our beautiful part of the country. Just remember that the load shedding schedule is generally published. Well, it's ubiquitous, but we'll let you know what's happening, generally speaking, on Radio Life and Style. When it comes to what's happening in the sea, we've got the regular surf report morning and afternoon. The afternoon report will be coming up shortly. And then when it comes to other things of importance, well, you know where to find it. It's here on the dial, 88FM, or on the apps available through the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And you can take us with you because we're completely portable, so you can take us home. But now, in terms of what's hot and happening locally, when you decide on the perfect accompaniment to your holiday lifestyle or your festive season lifestyle, and you're looking for a good wine to relax with, this is where the importance of information gleaned from the experts is so vital. And that's why we have this regular conversation once a week. Eamon and Valencia are experts in their field. I'm a complete rank amateur, but I'm very happy to learn. And that's the thing. There is nothing right or wrong about the wine. Generally speaking, at Tops at Lifestyle, you won't find a bad wine. This is point number one. But there are so many varietals, and there's so much joy to be derived if you ask the right questions. And, you know, it's individual to a degree. So what you fancy and what I fancy might be completely different, but there's nothing right or wrong about that.
Yes. It's a unique, very unique offering that we have at the store, Dave. And it's just a large selection. We've got over 2,700 wines on hand, so we cater for everybody.
And the importance of when you've got that size of inventory, sometimes as a shopper you're overwhelmed. I know it happens to me. I walk in, I see this plethora of labels and many of them I've never seen before. I don't even know where to start. So invariably you kind of want to surreptitiously start at the prices, because you know you but that might not be a good indicator. You can get a really, really good wine for a very modest price if you know what you're talking about. And then, of course, if you're looking for something special, well, then that's another thing entirely.
We cater for everybody, Dave. There's some collector's wines there, some exclusive wines that are exclusive to us from particular farms from the Cape. And then we've got your genetic range, which everybody else will have. And then medium price wines as well to cater for everybody's taste, whether it's Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin, or a Rosé.
Well, now, today we're going to be talking about it's a Chenin Blanc.
It's a Chenin Blanc. It's from Old Road Wines. It's purchased by, it's owned by the Douglas Green Group. Douglas Green, you know, Douglas Green Wines. That's part of their portfolio
okay.
now.
Okay. Old Road Wine looks like it's been around, but I don't know. It's a new label to me.
Yeah, it's they've been around for quite a while. It's just now what they've been taken on by Douglas Green, and then the Chenin Blanc that we are going to be tasting just now, the 2020, has won a lot of awards. Now, we don't have it in the store as of yet. It's coming. It's coming to the store this week.
Oh, so this is a sort of advanced copy, if you
advanced
like.
Advanced copy that we're going to taste, yes.
Okay, yes. So you've got to look out for the Anemos Chenin Blanc. Anemos sounds Greek to me. It is
it
Greek
is.
To me. It's named after the Greek lexicon for wind. Now, I mean, I'm not sure if that's a good idea, you know.
Don't go down that road, Dave.
No, you might get a little windy after this conversation. But it's an award-winning title. Apparently, it's been recognized as the best white wine in South Africa.
That's correct, Dave.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It went up into a big competition here with a lot of Chenins, and because of the climate, the two climates that affects both the vineyards from Durbanville Hill and from Stellenbosch, the way it's blended, the way they blended the both harvests together, and the way it's picked, it's all hand-picked, and the batten is just down over a period of time, over 3 months, then into new oak, then old oak, then it finally finishes off in the bottle in front of us.
Wow. Wow. So it really is a posh wine. It's an award winner, and it exudes flavors of stone fruits and tropical notes balanced with fresh acidity and a creamy finish to round off a luxurious taste experience. I'm quoting verbatim. Now, is that true or is that not true? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a little tune while we pop the cork, because it has got a cork in it. I'm terribly impressed by that. Although, as we've discussed on the show, the screw top often is preferable because it keeps, if you're not going to finish the bottle, the screw top tends to seal in exactly the conditions that keep the wine perfect. But generally a bottle like this, you won't cork again, because you'll finish it in one sitting, definitely. So we're going to pop the cork, we'll pour a little splash, and we'll come back on the other side of this and let you know exactly what it's like. Leon Talahina Sky off the album Youth and Young Manhood. Life goes by, and we've just popped a bottle of the best white wine in South Africa, they say. It's Old Road's Animus Chenin Blanc, made in the Kaapstahoek district. And Eamon, you being the expert that you are, have given it you've run it over your palate, and what is your verdict?
I think it's very good. It's a little bit complex, Dave, with the aromas and the texture of the wine that's coming through on it. I reckon it's a food. You have to have this Chenin with a food. It has to accompany a food dish.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say
having a little sip as we are chatting, it's almost almost astringent. Making my tongue difficult to speak. I used to be loquacious. Now I'm just finished.
I think maybe a nice pasta dish or seafood dish, Dave, possibly with this, would go down very well. It's a food wine. It's not a wine that I would recommend to have by itself.
I would absolutely second that. I'm curious as to how, and I'm sure that the experts have their reason. But we've tasted a couple of very, very exceptionally delicious wines over the past few weeks. And you know, any of those I would have said was right up there with the top contender. This one straight away, you hit it, you know, as the cork popped. It was that you said the minerality was strong. It certainly was. Yep. And then it followed through with a tidal wave of I called it astringent. It's very astringent. It's almost as dry as a cork.
It is slightly there. That's what I think. Well, it's been aged in oak as well. If you look at the colour, it's got a slight tint. You know, your Chenin Blancs are nice, crisp, fresh, clear, fruit driven. A lot of citrus, limey flavours, melon flavours up front in them. Whereas this now has gone the opposite to it. Maybe the soil, the climate, where it's grown, the two different sets of vines of Chenins that they've blended together, and then the oak, then the last of the older oak that has been finished off in, adds that little bit more texture to the wine. So I think maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, if you have this vintage, this 2020, it'll be drinking absolutely perfect.
Yes. So this might be one to lay down, but certainly it's complex, it's interesting, and I reckon, as you say, with the right pairing at mealtime, this could be a huge surprise on the palate. It's called Anemos. It talks about the wind, the Greek lexicon for wind, and the award-winning title, of course, blew away the judges in the competition that where it was voted best white wine in South Africa. So there it is, Anemos Chenin Blanc 2018, made by the Old Road Wine Company, and it's not yet available at Tops at Lifestyle. Just to disclaim a top tip, it will be available very soon. but something to look out for when you are adding to your cellar this summer. My very special guests, Eamon Darling and Valencia Maguaza, who was very quiet today. Valencia, you're on holiday already. I can see, but it's nice. It's lovely that you're here just as a visitor. Always a pleasure. You add a sense of joy to the studio. Thank you for joining me on the afternoon show on 88 FM.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, well, the music continues.